In recent weeks, the streets of occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds have witnessed rising tensions between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces. The clashes have led to the arrest of dozens of Palestinians there, and now Israeli authorities are contemplating tougher measures to step up their crackdown on Palestinian protesters. Tel Aviv is planning to reinforce its military presence by adding 400 units from reserve forces. Israeli soldiers will also be aided with advanced monitoring technology. The forces will also benefit from stronger intelligence networks with more cooperation between different Israeli espionage apparatuses. This new tactic comes despite Israel's failure to put an end to Palestinian protests.
After Israelis separate most of the Palestinian suburbs outside the checkpoints. Now it will be Beit Hanina and Shafat and others inside. Now Israelis send many soldiers and many policemen in Jerusalem because there is some conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis in the old city. Last week two soldiers injured.
But Palestinians say they'll never stop their struggle against Israeli forces.
All these Israeli actions will not change the fact that it's an occupied city and its people are standing strong. Israeli actions will only complicate matters. Netanyahu and his cabinet carry the full responsibility for any developments in Al-Quds.
With these new plans, the Palestinians and the Israelis are prepared for the next wave of violence, with one side using stones as the only weapon at its disposal and the other equipped with the latest killing technologies. Tel Aviv's plan comes in light of current events, showing that the streets of Jerusalem Al-Quds belong to its people. And they will not stand down in the face of these new policies, and they will stay unbending in the face of adversity. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, Occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds.